with SRN News. I'm Jason Walker. All eyes on New Hampshire's primary next Tuesday, the 23rd. Donald Trump holding a rally with Vivek Ramaswamy in Atkinson, New Hampshire, just one day after winning the Iowa caucus. Ramaswamy dropping out and endorsing the former president. Mr. Trump says one rival is counting on independents to win.
Nikki Haley, in particular, is counting on the Democrats and liberals to infiltrate your Republican primary. You know that. That's what's happening.
And Trump says his supporters should ignore his very large lead in the polls.
Don't believe the polls. Or even if you want, think we're 1 point down. We're not. We're like 30 points up. But don't believe me. You have to get out and you have to vote.
Police in Pennsylvania say five people have been killed when they were hit by a semi. Authorities say the victims had been involved in an earlier minor crash and were inspecting the damage when the big rig hit them. Also at SRNnews.com, the White House says stopping Houthi Red in the Red Sea is paramount.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the ongoing threat by Yemen's Houthi rebels to commercial vessels in the Red Sea was an all-hands-on-deck problem that the U.S. and allies must address together to minimize impact on the global economy. His comments on Tuesday came as the U.S. launched a new strike against the Houthis, the third assault on the Iranian-backed group in recent days. The rebel attacks have already caused significant disruptions to global trade. Greg Clugston, Washington.
More trouble brewing. Pakistan recalling its ambassador to Tehran earlier today. That comes after Iran launched airstrikes on Pakistan that it claimed targeted bases for Sunni separatists. This is SRN News. A grim report from a pro-life organization.
The U.S. exports about $2 trillion worth of products to the rest of the world, but Human Life International says the number one item is abortion. HLI calculates that this country is responsible for a large percentage of global abortions through directed international aid packages and public grants. Spokesman Dr. Brian Clough says with 73 million global abortions last year alone, quote, the United States has the blood of many on its hands. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Family of a boy living as a girl added a South Florida school district as a defendant in a suit. At stake, the future of a 2021 state law banning males from playing on female sports teams in the schools. Attorneys for the family have added the school board and school district superintendent, as well as the Florida High School Athletic Association, in that lawsuit. This is SRN News. Inflation all across the United Kingdom increasing unexpectedly last month as a result of a hike in tobacco and prices of alcohol.
Britain's Office for National Statistics says inflation, as measured by the Consumer Prices Index, was 4% in the year to December, up from 3.9% in November. Most economists had expected the rate to edge lower to 3.8%. But despite the increase, inflation remained sharply lower at the end of 2023 than at the start when it stood at above 10%.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Americans stepping up their spending in December more than expected, closing out the holiday season and the year on an upbeat note. Commerce Department says retail sales rose 0.6% in December compared with November's 0.3 increase. More details at srnnews.com.